Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to our Pirkei Avos class learning. Baruch Hashem, this chabura is committed to the shir, and we are koveya the itim of Thursday night Arab Shabbos, despite the secular holiday that is today. I see that the women are interested in learning, and it's a big chizuk to me, and it should be a big chizuk and an inspiration for all of you who are choosing to join tonight. We have a special sponsorship. We thank all of our past, current, and Be'ezras Hashem present sponsors. Tonight's shiur is sponsored by Brian D. Kreisman. I'm going to read her email to me. She is sponsoring this week's shiur for her mother-in-law Zirzeit, Pesel Bas Yehoshua, Allah HaHosha, may the neshama of an aliyah in the merit of the Torah. The Zirzeit was Chof Zayin Cheshvan. She was a Holocaust survivor. My mother-in-law returned to Hungary after being in a labor camp. Amazing. She and her parents survived with all 9 children. In 1956, together with my father-in-law and 2 small children, she arrived in Camp Kilmer, New Jersey, and started to rebuild their lives. She was an incredibly hardworking woman, an incredible balabasta. My mother-in-law sat and said to him until the wee hours of the night, in over 40 years that I knew her, I never saw her not smiling and not thanking Hashem for everything she had. So I'll just tell you, when I read this, because I received this message Tuesday evening, I thought it was very apropos, because of course today was Thanksgiving, and I know it's not on the Jewish calendar, but if anyone listened to my shiur from this morning, really it's a Jewish, very, very Torahdik midah, the ability to smile and give thanks for everything that we have. This was not a woman who had an easy life. And nevertheless, she was always smiling and she always thanked Hashem for everything she did have. Nobody goes through life without challenges, but she never felt that anything was less than what Hashem wanted her to have, and therefore perfect for her life. May the neshama of Pesel Bas Yehoshua, Allah HaHosham, merit an aliyah neshama in the schus of the Torah that we will share this evening. So we are in the middle of the Mishnah. I'm going to screen share to show the Mishnah to you briefly. Could you see my screen? Is that my favorite expression? It's a joke. It's not really my favorite expression, but I want to make sure you could see the screen. So we are in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hei. We started last week, Hillel Omer. Let's just review, because what I'm planning to do, Bli Neder, is every week go through a different teaching of Hillel's in this Mishnah. Hillel Omer, Al Tifrosh Min Hatzibur. We spoke about that last week. Do not separate from the assembly or the congregation. And tonight we will speak about Va'al Tamin Ba'atzmecha Ad Yomoscha. Do not believe in yourself until the day of your death. And do not judge your friend until you reach their place. Do not say something that cannot be understood, trusting in the end it will be understood. And do not say, when I have time, I will study. Because if that's your attitude, you will never have time. If one says, when I have time to learn, I'll learn, the reality is that you're never going to have time. You have to make time even if you don't have time to learn, which is, Baruch Hashem, a real testament to the amazing women who join this shiur every week. But tonight we're going to speak about Va'al Tamin Ba'atzmecha. Whoops, sorry, I did not mean to do that. Va'al Tamin Ba'atzmecha Ad Yomoscha. Do not believe in yourself until the day of your death. For purposes of tonight's shiur, we are finished screen sharing for now, Bli Neder. So I'm going to begin by quoting Rav Shamsher Fall Hirsch in his commentary to Pirkei Avos. Al Tamin Ba'atzmecha Ad Yomoscha. Do not believe in yourself until the day of death. And before we even get started in understanding this Mishnah, a person cannot become complacent and their avodas Hashem, and we can never become complacent in our level of where we stand in Ruchnius. This week's parsha is the ladder of Yaakov, the Sulam Yaakov, Perichav Chesav, Parshas Vayetze, Vayachalom, Vihine Sulam Mutzav Arza, Virosho Magia Hashemaima, Vihine Malachim Elokim Olim Viyardimba. He dreamed of a ladder. A ladder represents a vertical ascent towards heaven, and the ground of the ladder is standing on the earth. Rosho, you could say his head, Magia Hashemaima, a person's head. This is obviously not the literal translation of the Psha, but a person's head must be, while we stand down here, we must always be reaching up towards the heavens. However, Vihine Malachi Alokim Olim Viyardim. Sometimes you will ascend, sometimes you will make progress, sometimes you will feel you have an aliyah in your Avodas Hashem Viyardimba. And like we know, human nature is sometimes we will fall and fail. Rav Salvechik says, chait does not mean I sinned. Chait means I failed. So in our journey of life, v'rosho magia hashamayma, we will have ascents and we will have descents. Like Rav Hertner said in his famous letter to his Talmud, this is not a self-fulfilling prophecy. We are not condoning sin, but the reality is the person has to be aware that no matter how far we have come, we can never be overly confident because the Yetzer Hara is always laying in wait. And therefore, al tamim ba'atzmcha ad yamoscha, do not believe in yourself until the moment of death. Do not think that the Yetzer Hara ever goes away. It's part of the human condition that we will be challenged. That's part of life. And if I become too confident and think I have reached my peak, there is the Yetzer Hara waiting to step in. Rav Sham Sherfal Hirsch says, Hillel hastens to tell us, do not be so presumptuous as to believe that you are morally perfect. Do not think you will never need the support of the community. Rav Hirsch relates the different teachings in this Mishnah. So the first teaching that we spoke about last week was Al Tifrosh Min HaTzibur, do not separate from the community. Immediately after that, Hillel says, Va'al Tamin Ba'atzmecha Ad Yomoscha, do not believe in yourself until the day of death. So what is the connection between do not separate from the community and do not believe in yourself to the day of death? So Rav Sham Sherfal Hirsch says, no one should be as presumptuous as to believe that he is morally perfect and therefore think he will never need the support of the community to guard him against weakness and error. The community and the infrastructure helps give us an aliyah if a person is attached to Beis Knesset. Excuse me, if a person is attached to a woman's shir, if a person is attached to the Rav and the Rabbitson, if a person has good friends, that community will bring you up. Al tifosh min hatzibur, do not separate from the community. Va'al tamin ba'atzmecha ad yamoscha, do not believe in yourself to the day of death. Realize that if you separate from the community, you will have that descent. The community helps us stay strong, says Rav Hirsch, and helps guard against weakness and error. For a man is not immune to error and moral frailty. Man is not immune to error and moral frailty as long as he breathes on earth. And that was really the introduction. As long as man breathes on earth, he is not immune to error. He is not immune to moral weakness. So one thing that we learn from Sham Sherfal Hirsch is use the community to bring us up. Use the community to help support us, because I and my own cannot presumed to be so strong as to fight the battle of the Yetzer Hara. The community is what helps me to fight against the Yetzer Hara. I'm now going to quote, I'm not sure if I yet quoted from the Sefer on Pirkei Avos in our teachings together. My brother actually gave me the Sefer. It's Pirkei Avos with teachings of the Sfas Emes, ideas and insights of the Sfas Emes, published by Art School. So I am going to quote now and see what the Sfas Emes says. Believing in oneself on the day of one's death. We should never believe in ourselves, says the Mishnah, until apparently you reach the day of death. So the expression ad yom moscha, until the day you die, implies we may be confident on the day of death that we no longer sin. Al tamim ba'atzmecha, do not believe in yourself. Ad yom moscha, what does that sound like? Don't be so confident in yourself, but on the day of your death, you can be confident of yourself. As King Shlomo writes in his renowned Eish HaShchayil, which is the very end of Sefer Mishlei, Perek Lamed Aleph, Vatishak liyom acharon, she joyfully awaits the final day, the last day. And the Sfas Emes says, who is she that awaits the final day? She is the soul, the neshama of the tzaddikim. Vatishak liyom acharon refers to the soul, the neshama of the righteous, who delight in their final day, secure in the knowledge that finally they will no longer be tempted to sin. So this is a different pshat. Al tamin ba'atzmecha ad yamoscha. Do not believe in yourself until the day of your death, meaning don't believe in yourself before the day of your death, but on the day of your death, you can believe in yourself that now you finally will not sin anymore. Some commentators suggest the HR redoubles its efforts as a person's demise approaches, but that is only true for the Rasha, who succumbs to evil to the very last moment of life. The other hand, on the tzaddik, on the other hand, is spared the Yetzer Hara right at the very end of his life. Like Shlomo writes in Koheles, Ve'ein shilton b'yam hamavas. There is no authority of the Yetzer Hara over the day of death. The evil inclination is no sovereignty on the day of death. So, a little tongue-in-cheek, if we have something to look forward to, which is that the Yetzer Hara will finally leave us alone when? On the day of death, may it be after a lifetime of arichus yamim and shanim, of battling, of contending with the Yetzer Hara. Alternatively, the Sfas teaches the Mishnah is urging us, do not be overconfident prior to the day of your death. And sometimes we might work on something for a long time, a midah, a tefillah, a mitzvah, and it threatens to overtake us with overconfidence. We've been working a long time and we think now we're secure and now we've reached the pinnacle and the apex and I got it. Rav Eliyahu Kitov teaches in his Sefer HaTodah, Book of Our Heritage, in regard to Bedikas Chametz on Erev Pesach, Hashkafically. Who really has Chametz left? What are we checking? We clean the house. Anything that you have is mevatel. It's crumbs which are roi l'achilas kalv and not considered halachically chametz, if you even find anything, but if you did a proper cleaning, you might not find anything in the first place. So much so that we put out 10 pieces of bread to ensure that we will find something. What are we doing? So he says there's a very strong teaching and a lesson here. It's a lesson for a person themselves. If a person thinks they are all cleaned out, they have nothing left, no chametz left, go back and check again. You will certainly find something within yourself that needs working on. The Mishnah is urging us, do not be overconfident prior to the day of your death. Do not think you have finished in your Avodas Hashem. And certainly not on the day of your death, when the Yetzer Hara is the most powerful. It's really his last chance to get you to sin. So some say, Ein Shiltun B'Yama Mavahes, the Yetzer Hara does not have power on the day of death. Others say the Yetzer Hara is the strongest on the day of a person's death. Furthermore, perhaps the term Moscha, your death, may refer not to the day a person dies, but the day of a person's downfall, which can happen at any point in time in our lives. Ki b'yama chalcha mimenu mos tamus, Hashem told Adam and Isha, on the day you eat from the fruit of the Eitz Hadas, you will surely die. They didn't die, so it means you will surely have your downfall, not her actual death. They did not die on the day that Adam and Isha ate from the Eitz Hadas. They brought about their downfall. So here's an alternative pshat. Do not believe in yourself, because you should always know that downfall is possible. Today is the day when you could rise to the highest heights of that ladder, Vihini Hashem Nitzav Alav, and today is also the day where you could slip and fall to the lowest lows. Ad Yom Moscha represents the downfall, the descent on the ladder. The Mishnah is imploring us, do not assume you can no longer sin. Do not assume you can no longer sin. Because the Yetzer Hara, you know, sometimes I think to myself, he's just doing his job. I try and do my job, he's doing his job. We should take a lesson from him. We should be as geschmack in our Avodas Hashem. We should be as persistent in our Avodas Hashem as the Yetzer Hara is in his Avodas Hashem. And how could I possibly believe in myself? Al tamim ba'atzim chad yom moscha. I don't mean, and the Mishnah certainly does not mean, to be condescending to yourself. That's a tactic of the Yetzer Hara. It doesn't mean to tell yourself you will obviously fall. It doesn't mean today is the day of your downfall. You can't do it. You're always going to lose. It means to be realistic, to know that I can overcome, but not be overly confident to think that I will always automatically overcome. It's a battle. It's a struggle. V'hinei malachei Elokim olim. Sometimes we move up the rungs of a ladder. V'yardim, and we have to be prepared for that. We have to know the situations that put us into Nisayon, so we do not have that downfall. There's a particular person you know, that every time you speak to that person, you end up talking Lashon Hara. I just use it as an example. So then maybe it's not such a good idea to engage in conversation with that person about that topic. If you know that if you leave Mincha to exactly 2 minutes before Shkia, you're going to be very rushed, and your mincha is not going to be a proper mincha, then maybe you should daven mincha 2 hours before shkia, not wait till it's 4:18 and oy vey, and now I can't concentrate. Today is potentially the day of your downfall. So do not believe that the downfall is not possible. Of course, olim, but also your dim. The Gemara says, b'chol yom v'yom, yitzro shal adam miskaber alav, it's part of the human condition. Each and every day, the Yetzer Hara tries to overtake you. Mitgaber. He's a giber over you. And if not God who helped you, you would never be able to overcome. There's a story told about one Hasidic rabbi. It was the days before heating in the house, and it was dark, and it was winter, and he was going to get out of bed. And the Yetzer Hara says to him, "It's so early. Why are you getting out of bed? You need your sleep." And the Hasidic rabbi, the tzaddik, says, "If it's so early, Yetzer Hara, why are you already at work?" And a person has to recognize that, of course, we have to be confident in our abilities, but not overly confident that we cause our own selves to fall. I'm now going to quote from Ethics from Sinai, Irving Bunim. Mr. Irving Bunim. Rabbi Irving Bunim. There was just, did anyone see, there was a story on him in Mishpacha last week. They started a very interesting calling on Mishpacha recently, History. It's towards the beginning. Did anyone else read? Is anyone not a guest from the people that I could see that are not behind the black box? It's like they take an old newspaper clipping. Did any of you see it? It's so interesting. An old newspaper clipping from the 30s, the 20s, the 50s, something to do with Jewish theme, Jewish community. And it tells you and it explains the story. So last week's was about Irving Bunim. I don't know if anyone saw. Okay. "Do not be sure of yourself until the day of your death. There is another way in which man may be dependent on the community." Remember, al tifrosh min hatzibur. Do not separate from the community. "There's another way in which man may be dependent upon the community. In his lifelong struggle with sin and temptation." Lifelong struggle with sin and temptation. So I just want to say, this shir is not musri. This shir is chizuk. You're not alone in the battle of your yetzer hara. It's chizuk for me. I'm not alone. It's a lifelong struggle of sin and temptation. And those angels are going up and down. And that represents man's ascent and descent. But as long as you're Rosh HaMagia HaShamayma, you know where you're striving to be. God, that's really where I want to be. So even if you slip down a rung, you'll be able to ascend back again. In his lifelong struggle with sin and temptation, a person must be prepared to accept help from all quarters. The force of social sanction, the weight of public opinion, can often strengthen and preserve loyalty to Jewish tradition. This is extremely interesting. What Mr. Irving Bunim is saying is sometimes you don't do something because you say, "What will people say about me? What will my reputation be?" I'm not talking about if you do something good and you're worried about people's reputation, think thoughts of you. Sometimes you don't sin because what will people think of me? That's okay, because you know what? You haven't sinned. That's the connection between Al Tifosh Min HaTzibor and Al Tamim Ba'atzmichad Yamoshcha, according to this interpretation. I'm going to repeat the sentence now. The force of social sanction, the weight of public opinion, can often strengthen and preserve loyalty to Jewish tradition. So if you're worried about public opinion in your community, and therefore you don't sin, you have strength in Jewish tradition. Do not feel so strong in your religious commitment as to forgo the aid and support of the community. Nothing and nobody can be taken for granted. The Gemara quotes this saying, this Al Tamim Ba'atzmecha Ad Yamoshcha, and if you look at the Bar Tanura on the Mishnah, the Bar Tanura teaches this as well. The Gemara teaches about Yochanan the Kohen Gadol. He served as a Kohen Gadol. I looked up the Gemara in preparation for Shira, but it wasn't lengthier than what I'm going to repeat to you now. Yochanan the Kohen Gadol was the Kohen Gadol in the Beis Hamikdash faithfully for 80 years. 80. And in the end, he became a Tzaduki. He went off the derech, if you will. Maseches Brachos Chavtes. And therefore, if it could happen to someone who's a Kohen Gadol for 80 years, how much we must fortify ourselves against the tentacles, if you will, of the Yetzer Hara. Each of us, teaches Mr. Irving Bunim, is a product of our experiences, the result of the past, the consequences of yesterday. But the process of growth does not stop at a single point. A person is never finished growing. And if I'm never finished growing, I'm always learning, developing, hopefully advancing, sometimes falling, and then advancing again. I can never be too overly confident. because I'm always a Talmud or a Talmidah. I'm always a student, and there's a master over me. The Ezra of Steinman, it's brought down in the biography. His yahrzeit is Chof Dalet Kislev Zchuse Yagen Aleinu. So they asked Rav Steinman, do you have a Musar Sefer that will help us win the battle against the Yetzer Hara? And Rav Steinman said, do you think that I know a classified Musar Sefer that the Yetzer Hara does not know about? The Yetzer Hara is very crafty. But our growth does not stop. The passage from present to past is a process that goes on as long as life continues. My grandmother, Allah Shalom, used to say, life is a school. And in school, sometimes we pass, and sometimes we do average. Sometimes we fail. But you don't drop out of school every time you fail. You persist. You persevere. We cannot drop out of life just because we have sometimes failed. And who amongst us can say every decision we ever made was perfect? Not me. Who can say every decision we made was always the right one, and then in hindsight, we don't wish we decided otherwise? Who can say we weren't a little bit too overly confident, and then in that overconfidence, the Yetzer Hara snuck in? But just like you don't drop out of school, you don't drop out of life. And the latter, when you slip down a little bit, as long as you know, Rosho Magia Hashemaima. Our yesterdays, says Mr. Irving Bunim, determine neither our todays nor our tomorrows. Do not let yesterday determine today or tomorrow. If yesterday was not successful, do not let that determine what will happen today and tomorrow. Life has been aptly described as a symphony that must be played by ear. There is no printed score to go by. There's the Torah, of course, but we're not given the script of our lives beforehand. And we're not told rehearse, because this is exactly what's going to be happening in every act. It's a surprise when the curtain lifts. Life has been aptly described as a symphony that must be played by ear. There is no printed score to go by. All we are sure of is what happened yesterday. We are hardly assured of the present, and we are certainly not sure of the future. And therefore, says Mr. Irving Bunim, last sentence in this passage, to feel absolutely sure of yourself, to be ma'amin ba'atzmecha, absolute certainty, to be absolutely sure of your commitment, your morality, and your future, is nothing but foolish. Unless you have the script of your life, and none of us do, how can you be so certain with such self-confidence about what's coming and about what will be? We can only do the best in the here and now. Rav Steinman mused about the value of longevity. He lived a very ripe old age. I believe he was 102, 103 when he passed away, when he was nifter. I think it's coming up to his second yahrzeit. He mused about the value of longevity. And he said, sometimes I wonder which is preferable, to live to a very old age and have to give an accounting for every single second, or to live to a younger age and then you have less of an accounting to give. Al ta'amin ba'atzmecha, ad yomoscha. Do not believe in yourself, because every day could potentially be the day of downfall. And every day the Yetzer Hara struggles against us, or I should say we struggle against him. But every day we can succeed, as long as we know Rosh HaMagiyah HaShemayma, and we are realistic about our goal, and we don't drop out when we fail. That's the biggest tactic of the Yetzer Hara. You've been trying to daven for 1 year, for 2 years, for 4 years, for 5 years, and you're still failing, and it's still not working, you still didn't have Kavanah, so give up. You obviously can't do it. While we can't be ma'amin ba'atzmenu ad yom moscha, we also have to know that we can reach higher. I'm going to quote from Rabbi Pesach Kron Magid at the podium. The classic Musar Sefer, Orchos Tzadikim, begins with an essay on arrogance. The Orchos Tzadikim writes, the reason I started the essays with one on haughtiness, arrogance, is man must rid himself of arrogance. It is the opening through which all evil enters. It is the worst of all bad character traits. but I'm not really bringing this story that he's now going to tell of a Pesach Kron because of arrogance, dafka, which is also something everyone needs to work on, but rather because it is an exact illustration of Al Ta'amin Ba'atzmecha Ad Yom HaYisrael. Sometimes I've said it before, I can't believe the Siyata L'Shmai when I prepare Shir and Baruch Hashem. Hashem Mamash leads me to the Sefer that I need, when I need it, exactly to find the story or the insight that I'm looking for to highlight the teaching. Rav Eliezer Kirzner went to Kfar Chasidim to visit his friend of many years, the great tzaddik Rav Elia Lopian. Rav Kirzner woke up very early in the morning. He noticed Rav Elia was standing in his talis and tefillin, reciting a certain pasuk over and over again. Rabbi Kirzner wanted to know what Rav Elia Lopian was saying, so he tiptoed to listen behind him. Rav Elia heard the quiet footsteps behind him. He turned to see who it was. Rabbi Kirzner apologized to Rav Lopian for disturbing him. He explained he just wanted to know what he was saying. Rav Elia told him he was saying a pasuk from Sefer Devarim, Perek Zayin Pasuk Chavav, V'lo tavi to'eva el beisecha, v'ayisa cherem kemohu. Do not bring an abomination, a disgusting thing, into your home. You will become banned like it. Rabbi Kirzner was confused, and he said, what abomination are you talking about coming into your house? Lo tavi to'eva el beisach. He couldn't imagine what Rav Elia Plan brought into his house that was a to'eva. Rav Elia answered, we are going to go to shul soon, to daven in the yeshiva. Since I take a long time to daven, everyone waits for me before saying the Shema, and then they wait for me again by the Shemona Esrei. I'm afraid I will become arrogant from this. Shlomo HaMelech writes in Mishlei, To'evas Hashem kol gval lev. The abomination of God is everyone of haughty heart. So I am saying this pasuk over and over. Lo tov tavi to'eva al beisecha. Do not allow an abomination to come into your personal dalet amos. So arrogance does not enter my home. But the story continues. Rabbi Kirzner said, Rav Elia, at your age, are you still afraid you'll become a Baal Gaiva? The Yetzer Hara is not concerned with people our advanced age. And Rav Elia grew very serious, and he answered, a bad midah is like a grenade. A grenade can lie there for years, but when someone takes out the pin, it explodes. A person can be in control of gaiva for months and even years, but suddenly something happens. The pin is proverbially removed, and the person explodes with that terrible midah. Therefore, every morning, and we're talking about at an advanced age, every morning I say these psukim before going to yeshiva, so I should not become arrogant. So it's a beautiful, powerful reminder. Al tamim ba'atzmecha ad yamoscha. And here we're talking about the level of tzaddikim, not simple people like us on our level. I'm not trying to sell anyone like me, I should say. Not simple people like myself, who battle mightily. I'm talking about great tzaddikim. And they too understood, Al tami ba'atzmecha ad yamoscha, the battle is never over. It's tiring. It's tiring. And sometimes I think you're here again. Didn't we just discuss this yesterday? I mean, me and my Yetzirah. And I'm not joking. You're back? He's doing his job. I have to do my job. The minute I become overly confident in my abilities to absolutely win at every single battle, that's when my guard is down. As long as my guard is up, olim, there's a chance to reach the Shemayim. Rav Elia Plan said, it doesn't matter how old I am. Every single day, I say these psukim, because every single day I need to fortify myself against the Yetzer Hara. Rabbi Pesach Kron ends this vignette, with another little story. Rav Yehuda Zev Siegel, the Manchester Rosh Hashiva, was once on a train going from London to Manchester, returning from a lengthy trip. As the train rolled to a stop, the Talmid accompanying him on the train looked out the window. He saw a tremendous crowd waiting to greet the Rosh Hashiva. The Talmud told Rav Siegel they were all there in his honor. Look, everyone is here in the Rosh Hashiva's honor. As they were leaving the train and Rav Siegel saw the huge crowd, he said to the Bachar, look at the honor they're giving both of us. The Bachar said, Rebbe, it's all for you. No, no, said Rav Siegel, look at the sign. It says, Bruchim Habaim. If they meant it only for me, they would have written, Baruch Haba. It must be they're giving honor to And I wasn't trying supposed to be a joke, and I wasn't tongue in cheek. Someone on this level is being serious to deflect against the tentacles of the Yetzer Hara. And it's hard work. Al tifrosh min tzibur. Recognize that the tzibur, the community, can help hold you in place. There are standards that they uphold. We saw this both in Rav Shamshar Falhirsch and Mr. Irving Bunim's commentary. And therefore, if you subscribe to those levels, it will keep you from falling. So I was thinking, al tamim ba'atzmecha ad yom moscha, just about the words. Al ta'amin, of course, from the word amuna, ad yom moscha. Perhaps the Mishnah wants to tell us, don't believe in yourself till the day of your death, but believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam till the day of your death, and then you will succeed. Al ta'amin ba'atzmecha, as if there's a parenthesis, aval ta'amin ba'kodesh baruch hu, ad yom moscha. It's true, I cannot believe in myself as a deity. I cannot believe in myself as all-powerful, all-controlling. The Ein Sof, that's not me. Al ta'amin ba'atzmecha, do not believe in yourself, as if to say, ta'amin ba'hakadosh baruch hu, ad yom moscha. Every day recognize that the Ribbono Shel Olam stands behind us. If we believe in him until the day of our death, we will succeed. Second possible pshat of the Mishnah here. Al ta'amin ba'atzmecha ad yom moscha. So first of all, he said, al ta'amin ba'atzmecha, as if there's a parenthesis, ta'amin ba'kodesh baruch hu, ad yom moscha. Two, perhaps, I didn't see this brought down anywhere, so maybe it's wrong, but a person struggles their whole life mightily against the Yetzer Hara to do what's right, to do what's good, to choose b'charta b'chaim l'man tichya, ata v'zarecha charecha. Al ta'amin ba'atzmecha ad yom moscha, like the Sas Emma says a little bit. Don't believe in yourself your whole life, but on the day of your death, believe in yourself a little bit. What could that possibly mean? A person is getting ready to face the Creator. Have some confidence in the mitzvos that you did do, and the gemilas chasadim you did do, and the midos tovos you had. Believe that you have something after a lifetime of struggle, despite the chataim, the failures. Believe that you have something on the yom moscha with which to face the Creator, which will stand in your merit. Al ta'amin ba'atzmecha, do not believe in yourself, ad yom moscha, meaning on the day of maves, have some hope. Yesh tikva la'acharisech, have some confidence, v'tischak li'yom acharon, that finally now I am taking something, a beautiful package, a lifetime of yahadus, of proper hashkafus, of following das Torah, of asiyas ha-mitzvos, of gemilas chasadim. I have something to present to you, God. And it's a beautiful package of a life of a Jew, well-lived. So one, al ta'amin ba'atzmecha ad yom moscha, al ta'amin ba'atzmecha, aval ta'amin ba'hakodesh baruch hu, ad yom moscha. Two, al ta'amin ba'atzmecha, don't believe in yourself your whole life, but ad yom moscha, on the day of death, when you're mamish, moments away from facing the Creator, believe that you have some schusim, because you lived a life where you strove to always be a ben or bat aliyah. And finally, al ta'amin ba'atzmecha ad yom moscha. Ta'amin from the word amunah. Maybe we do need to believe in ourselves a little bit because the Ribbono Shel Olam believes in us. And if God every day gives us life, then it means he knows that today we can have a good day. And I say a good day, I mean a day of positive avodas Hashem, a day of success, a day of climbing up the ladder. Because what does a Jew say every day when he wakes up? Moda ani lefanecha, melech chai v'kam. And I was not trying to tie this into Thanksgiving because that sure was this morning. But we do start our day with saying moda ani. I am grateful before you. Grateful. The Jew doesn't start the day with the word ani. He starts the day with the word modeh. Grateful am I before you, the living and everlasting King, shechazarta b'nishmasi. You're giving me new opportunities. Remember, Mr. Irving Bunim says, yesterday was yesterday. Don't let it drag you down. There's no script of life. All I can do is the best I can in the here and now. But make sure you do the best you can. Using the community as a guide, using belief in yourself, using belief in the Ribono Shel Olam, to always battle the Yetzer Hara. Know that he's there, be prepared for the fight. But if you arm yourself well, you can overcome. So that's our third pshat, al tamim ba'atzmecha. Don't believe in yourself alone, ad yom moscha. But if God believes in me, she'chazarta b'nishmasi b'chema, he returned my soul to me with compassion. Pause. Rabba emuna secha. Who has emuna in us? Who has faithfulness in us? Who believes we can do it? Rabba emuna secha. How great, God, is your faith in me? If Hashem gave me my neshama today, even if yesterday wasn't so great, it means today is a day worth living. It means Hashem knows I have something to contribute to this world. On my own, I am nothing. Al tamim ba'atzmecha. Do not believe in yourself alone. But when I make a shitfus with God, and it's me and you, Hashem, Rabba munasecha, then anything is possible. Rosh ha-magiyah ha-shamayma. We can all then reach the heavens. To conclude, I want to end with one final story. Can I end with one final story? When we first started this shiur, supposed to be half an hour. You want me to finish Miriam and say goodnight, or I could do one more story? Okay, this is what I'm going to say. If you have to go, I know it's Erev Shabbos and some of you might have Thanksgiving cleanup. I'm not going to be insulted, and you could catch the end on YU Torah Be'ezrat Hashem when I post the shiur. I want to end with one story. Rav Pesach Kohn, same sefer, the Maggid at the podium. Many years ago in Vilna, there was an exclusive hotel where only the very wealthiest people made their weddings. In Vilna, there lived a shoemaker who was very poor but very diligent. He made money slowly but steadily. He put as much of it aside as he could. After a while, he was able to invest, and after some years, he became wealthy. He kept a low profile. People did not know how well off he actually was, the shoemaker who used to be poor. Eventually, his daughter became engaged, and he decided to hold the wedding and the expensive hotel. When the wealthy people heard this, they were insulted. The schlepper, the shoemaker, is going to make a wedding in our hall? What a bizayon! What a humiliation to us! They decided to ridicule and embarrass him. After the chuppah, when the father was walking down the aisle behind the new couple, accepting mazel tovs, the wealthy man held out an old, dirty shoe of theirs. And they said to the father, "The shoe has no sole. Can you fix it for me?" Everyone started laughing. Everyone except the shoemaker. He was humiliated. The prank was the talk of Vilna for the next few days. At that time, Rabbi Shaul Salanter, and I wasn't sure if I should tell the story, but it's powerful. And for Rabbi Pesach Kohn tells it of the name of Rabbi Shaul Salanter, that means it's Musar for everybody. At that time, Rabbi Shaul Salanter was living in Vilna. When he heard the story, he said, "I am positive that right now in Shamayim, the Gedolim who lived here in the previous generation are being judged. They had the opportunity to teach people how to behave, but they did not." In other words, those in Shemayim were being called to judgment in heaven. Did they really do all they could to set people on the proper path? Did they exert the influence they could have had? Or were the townsfolk so corrupt that the guidance of their teachers was to no avail? Well, Rabbi Shaul Salanter said, "I'm not sure whose fault this is. Al tamim ba'atzmecha ad yom moscha." Even after the day of death, a person is still judged. Rabbi Shaul Salanter is teaching us there is such a thing as judgment and accounting on the ultimate judgment day, even years later. People who have children or students under their influence are held liable for their actions even well after the former are gone. So the final pshat of al tamim ba'atzmecha ad yom moscha is that the way we behave when we are here has lasting impact not only on our neshama, but on the neshamas of all those we come into contact with. And even after a person's demise, Rav Salvechik speaks about this in his Machzor, Sefer Chaim, Psuchim Afanav, a person is still judged in the eternal world for the influence they had or did not have. And perhaps if we keep these thoughts in mind, when the Yetzer Hara comes to greet us and we say, "You're here again," we will remember that though we cannot have overconfidence in ourselves, our own ladder does reach to the heavens. Olim, we're always trying to go up. Yordim, sometimes we fall a rung, but Vihine Hashem Nitzav Alav. The Almighty has so much amuna, he's standing right over us. Rab b'amunasecha al tamin ba'atzmecha. Don't believe in your ability to do this alone. But if you make a partnership with God, Rab b'amunasecha as amuna with me, and be'ezras Hashem, we will all be successful in the way in which we want to go. This year should be an aliyah neshama for Pesel Bas Yehoshua Aleha Hashem. I thank you so much for joining. And I wish you all a wonderful Shabbos and Besuras Tovos. Thank you, everybody. Kol Tov.